Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 as we get ready for Giants baseball. The latest Giant, it's Connor Joe, comes over, of course, from Cincinnati yesterday. What did you think when you heard the news?
It was exciting. I was thrilled for the opportunity, and you know, to get back with a team on the West Coast and that's closer to home is extremely, you know, an amazing opportunity for me.
So tell us a little bit of your background. I'm just getting to meet you, and I know all the fans who are going to listen to this tomorrow, this is the first time they're going to hear who you are. So let's do a little bit of biography here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in San Diego, attended a high school called Poway High School, went to the University of San Diego for 3 years, got drafted in 2014 by the Pittsburgh Pirates, played with them until 2017. I got traded to the Atlanta Braves, was there for a month, got traded over to the Dodgers, played there last year, 2018. December of 2018, I got Rule 5'd to the Cincinnati Reds, spent a majority of spring training with the Reds, and yesterday I got traded to the San Francisco Giants. So here I am.
A good travel agent. I like that. Very good. Connor Joe joins us. What did you major in San Diego?
Yeah, Marty, I majored in finance.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm an accounting major and a lawyer, I'll tell you that. So that's where I go. But it's exciting to have you here. Of course, learning a little bit more about you. But there was a breakthrough for you in 2018. What happened?
Yeah, it was a year that I, you know, performed better and saw more results. I think for me, the biggest thing was just allowing my athletic abilities to come out and not being so trapped in a certain way that people wanted me to be. So I told myself to be athletic in the box, out in the field, and, you know, saw really good positive results from that.
Yeah, part of the attraction is seeing that you can play a number of positions, as we've heard, first, third, the outfield. You can catch if there's trouble. You caught some bullpens, I heard, in spring training. What are you? What would you like to be? What were you?
Yeah, Marty, it is something I have done my whole career, play all over the field, that is. So really, I don't have a preference. I can't tell you what I am. I'm a baseball player. You know, it's something I've done throughout my career, starting in college, so I'm used to bouncing around game to game and even inning to inning.
Really?
Yeah, so as long as I get a chance to be in that lineup to you know, make a positive impact on the team, I'm happy to do whatever.
All right, Connor Joe is with us. Giants, what did you know of the Giants, AT&T Park? Because we've been down here for a while here, haven't been up in the Bay since FanFest February 5th, but for you, it's got to be a new deal, huh?
It is, yes. The Giants are new to me. However, San Francisco is not. I'm quite familiar with the city. I have a sister that lives up there. Okay. And then being in the West Coast Conference, I have taken lots of road trips up north and spent some time in the city. So it's a great city. I love it. It's a little different speed than what I'm used to in San Diego. But, yeah, I'm really excited to be there and excited for this opportunity.
If you had to say what your best position is or you feel most comfortable with, what would it be?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a best. You know, I'm comfortable in the infield. Okay. I'm also comfortable in the outfield, though. So I can't really say I'm better at one or the other. It's any chance I can get to be in that lineup is what I want to be doing.
Well, that's being a major leaguer, which is the key. Have you seen AT&T Park before?
I have. In 2007, my father and I took a trip to the All-Star Game.
Okay.
So we spent some time together. It was a weekend, and we got to explore the city, explore AT&T Park, and I can't wait to get back. It's really exciting. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Yeah, they're going to yell at us because we said AT&T, not Oracle. So I've done it again. I must have so much in fines, it's ridiculous.
That's right. It is Oracle now, and that's weird for me to say because growing up, I've always known it as AT&T.
Yeah, good. All right. You can say it down here, but when you get up there next week, please call it Oracle Park.
Oh, well, sure.
All right. Other than that, it must be just interesting. Firstly, your sister's going to be a big star now. You know that?
She'll love it. She'll love that.
Yeah. But it's interesting to come in at this stage of spring training as a Rule 5 guy, figuring you probably have a decent shot to make the team. That must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, you know, this whole spring training has been extremely unique for me. But at the same time, it's a lot of the same. My mentality coming into this spring training was compete to make a, you know, compete for a spot. And that's what I had to do the past 4 or 5 years going into spring training. You're always competing for a spot unless you're in a multi-year deal. I think you have a different mentality towards spring training. But So my mentality really towards spring training hasn't changed at all. The atmosphere is different being my first major league camp, but mentality for me has always been the same, so yes.
Well, the Reds have been in the news a lot. I mean, everything they did off season, the big trade with the Dodgers and all that kind of stuff. What was your impression of the Reds?
They're a great organization. The excitement in the clubhouse is definitely prominent. There's a good buzz around there, and clubhouse is filled with a lot of quality guys. They took me under their wing. I'm talking to the veterans, and I got to, you know, learn from some great guys from my first big league camp.
Oh, great. Pleasure having you on. I'm sure everyone is glad to hear you, and they're going to know you very, very soon. Trust me. And you know what San Francisco's like. It's a good baseball town, so I appreciate it. Connor Joe, thank you.
Absolutely, Marty. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.